こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 30. Today in this episode, we will do います and あります, which means have, there is. Now let's go. First, let's look at the new vocab. Fever is 熱, 熱. Head is 頭, 頭. Stomach is お腹, お腹. Illness is 病気, 病気. Pain, painful is 痛い, 痛い. Cat is 猫, 猫. Dog is 犬, 犬. Family is 家族, 家族. Girlfriend is 彼女, 彼女. Boyfriend is 彼氏, 彼氏. Lovers is 恋人, 恋人. So, あります and います. Both means I have or there is. However, we use います for animated things. For example, human and animals, these are animated things. Therefore, we will use います. あります is used for object, things, those inanimated things. So, for example, if I say, I have a girlfriend. Girlfriend is 彼女, 彼女. Because 彼女 is animated thing, we will use います. And then before います, we need a particle が. 私は彼女がいます。私は彼女がいます。If you want to say I have a boyfriend, boyfriend is 彼氏、彼氏。So, 私は彼氏がいます。私は彼氏がいます。I have a car. Car is 車、車。車 is inanimated things, so I will use あります、あります。私は車があります。私は車があります。This means I have a car. I have a big house. Big house is 大きい家、大きい家。Since this is inanimated thing, I will use あります。私は大きい家があります。私は大きい家があります。If I say there is a dog, dog is 犬、犬。犬がいます。犬がいます。So this means there is a dog.It doesn't mean I have a dog. So it depends on the context. If you want to say, there is a dog over there, we can also add this over there. Over there is あそこ、あそこ. And then when you use there is, after the place, we will use the particle に. It will become あそこに犬がいます。あそこに犬がいます。Here there is a car. Here is ここ、ここ。And car is 車。Since this is inanimated things, I will use あります。
ここに車があります。ここに車があります。
So again, after the place, we need a particle に。If you want to say, I have a fever, I have a fever. Fever is not animated thing, so we will use あります。Fever is 熱、熱。私は熱があります。私は熱があります。This means, I have a fever. If you want to say, I have a headache. In this case, we will slightly change the structure. Head is 頭、頭。Painful is 痛い、痛い。So when you want to say, I have a headache, you say, my head is painful. And then when you describe something about the body part, you will use the particle が. So after 頭, head, there is a particle が.
私は頭が痛いです。私は頭が痛いです。
This means, I have a headache. I have a stomach ache. Stomach is
お腹。お腹。
So,
私はお腹が痛いです。私はお腹が痛いです。
I have a stomach ache, but the literal translation is my stomach is painful. So you can use this 痛いです for any other body part. Let's say, if you have a pain in your eye, you say,
目が痛いです。
目が痛いです。目 means eyes. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode.
ありがとうございます。バイバイ。